Aloha! Greetings to you and to me. My name is Satoshi Kaimipono Tomioka, the resident minister of Puna Honganji Mission on the Big Island, taking care of Pahara, Narefu Honganji, and Pahoa. When I came to Hawaii about 4 years ago at Hawaii Bitsing, I was the youngest minister. Now still, I am the youngest minister, the most handsome minister. And now I'm the southernmost minister at Narefu. I have many friends in my night life. My friends are Koki frogs. Every night they sing for me like Koki, Koki, Koki. I enjoy listening to them. Obon season has come. Every weekend there will be a bon dance held in temples across the Big Island, also in Hawaii. Every time Obon season comes, a story comes to my mind and reminds me of the significance and uniqueness of Obon in Jodo Shin Buddhism, Honganji, shared by my senior ministers. One day, a minister was on duty at night. At midnight, when the minister was asleep, the sound of an emergency cell phone rang and woke him up. That was a call from the hospital asking for a bedside service for a patient. When he arrived and on the way to the nursing station to ask for the patient's room location, he met a mother holding a baby in her arms. The baby was quietly sleeping, he said. "So pretty baby, how old?" The mother smiled and said, 3 weeks. While they were talking, a nurse found the minister and thanked him for coming for a bedside service. Then the minister asked for the location of the patient. It was not the nurse, but the mother who answered. "Reverend, patient is in my arms. My baby passed away." The minister saw mother's eyes were full of tears running down. The bedside service was respectfully conducted on that night with parents and family. Since the parents' shock was immense and they were going through hardships, the minister had counseling and talk story with them occasionally. Obon season has come. That family observed their first bon, Hatsubon service at the temple. A mother put a photo of her baby on the table with a lei. When her turn came to offer incense, she moved forward and touched her son's photo and cried and cried. Then she said, "I want to be with my son. He must be sad and feel lonely. I can't leave him alone. Since he passed away, every morning, I talk to his picture, offer incense and then rice. Whatever I do, whenever I am, I think of him. Why this happened to my son? I want to be with my son." The minister listened to her and said, "My words and sympathy may only touch the surface of your deep sorrow and indescribable emotions of losing your baby." He continued, "Obon season has come. In this season, people show their appreciation and respect to those who have gone before us by visiting niches, offering flowers, cleaning graveyard. We remember them and think about their continued guidance in our lives." The minister paused and said, "You said you want to be with your son." Mother nodded. Minister continued, "There is a place called hell. In the hell, all existents are fighting each other with selfish desires and anger. Even a mother and a son are killing and fighting each other without knowing it. Even in that situation, do you want to be with your son? When you die, where will you go?" This conversation with the minister became a turning point in her life. If her son was in the place called hell, and if she goes to hell when she died, she came to be with her son as a mother. Before listening to this minister's words, she read many books about Buddhism and attended many seminars, learning that virtue of merits is needed to send the deceased to a better place after life. She prayed a lot and had rituals, services, and offered incense, wishing her son doesn't go to hell. Everything she did was for her son. However, the question, "Where will you go when you die?" hit the nail on the head and led her to ask herself, "Where will I go when I die?" This was the first time for her to regard rituals and services of Buddhism not for the deceased, but for her own self. Then she had to think about the way of going to a better place, not to a hell, and how she can go to the same place in afterlife with her son. At this point, the minister's words she had heard before came to her mind. All living things in this life and the world cannot avoid the end of life. In Shin Buddhism tradition, Honganji, when a person passes away, at that moment, immediately and spontaneously, that person is born in the Pure Land and become awakened one, a Buddha, through the Amida Buddha's vow and virtuous working. With unconditional compassion and wisdom, Amida Buddha made vows to save all sentient beings who live in this world. Your baby was also embraced by Amida Buddha's vow and now guiding and teaching you the truth of life. Since your baby and our loved ones attained supreme enlightenment, rituals, offerings are not meant to accumulate virtues to send deceased to a better place, but as an expression of our gratitude and remembrance, and moreover, and essentially, to show our deep appreciation and respect to Amida Buddha, who have saved our beloved ones and embraces each of us in this life. With and through our loved ones and the memories of them, we listen to the teachings of Buddha. Before we think of them, before we pray for them, before we offer, before we worry about them, from our loved ones who attained enlightenment, they think of us and guide us so that we can live a life full of true peace and true happiness in this life. Our human life has a limitation and is finite, but in embrace of Amida Buddha, whose life is infinite, our loved ones live in that vow and are always with us, and we shall meet again in the Pure Land with the most beautiful appearance. That vow is Namo Amida Butsu. After hearing the minister, the mother put her hand together and recited Namo Amida Butsu with tears, but not only sadness, but also with joy of being embraced by same Amida Buddha's compassion and wisdom. For the mother, she never forgets her son and will miss him forever. However, now she realized her son became an awakened one and guides her and teaches the truth of life and embraces her through memories, words, smile, warmth, guided by Amida Buddha. My senior minister said to me when I lost my grandmother, "Even after years, there are still times when tears come to your eyes, but in the embrace of Amida Buddha, also a smile and assurance. How grateful for great compassion." Amida Buddha's great compassion never abandons us and never forsakes us, whatever happens in our lives. Don't worry. Be happy. I shall embrace you no matter what. This is the calling from Amida Buddha. Don't worry. Be happy. I shall embrace you. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Mahalo.